Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Giant Take podcast. My name is Josh, and I'm joined by my friend, my co-host, Alex. It's getting colder. The fall is coming in as we are reaching mid-October here for everyone, but it's getting colder and more into fall on the East Coast where Alex and I are. And the Giants are getting into their losing football ways of the old in the past few years, and it just seems like all is right. It's October, the Giants suck, and it's every year that we've had this podcast in the 2010s, except the Super Bowl year, the 2016 year, and last season. All is right in New York Giants land, and when I mean all is right, it means the exact opposite. Everything is going badly. And we're going to get into the injury report because that's going to take probably half this episode to read off all the names that are on the injury report for Wednesday and Thursday. It's absolutely absurd. Daniel Jones not practicing. We're going to get into all the Giants news, all of the above, with myself and my co-host who is gasping for air. He has reached the sickness that I had for 3 weeks in mid to late September. It is now sent its way down the line, down the coast from New York to Boston. And it has reached him now. It took a couple weeks to get there, but it made its way. And Alex, how are we doing?
You know, I'm fine. This is what I keep telling everyone. Everyone's like, you're sick. You don't sound good. You sound terrible. I'm fine. All right. I'm fine. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to roll. No problems here. Yes, I'm a little sick, but let's just get into it. Ignore the sickness and you don't have to worry about it. I think if you just ignore the fact that you're sick, then you're not really sick. There you go, right?
Say you're very lucky that the preview episode today is not the one that we have on camera. I'll tell you that much. You got a few more days to recover before we're on camera, either Sunday night or Monday morning. What I will ask is, did we get the test going? We're COVID negative.
We are COVID negative.
We did not go to the doctor.
No. We tried to go to the doctor, and the doctor attempt fails.
An attempt to go to the doctor? What did you just decide to sleep through the appointment?
We're not going to get into the details of what happened, but let's just say it didn't go as planned.
Let's just say Giant Take Alex doctor update on the next episode of the podcast. Yeah. Can we have that?
Did he see a doctor? But I did take an at-home
COVID
test.
Did he see a doctor by 4 days from now? We're going to have to wait and see. That's what everyone can hang on to.
Well, we all want to know.
Stay in your seats for that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the Giants news because, like I said, we got a lot of it. And I'll start off with this quote that came out from Brian Daboll on Monday. He stated that he was, quote, optimistic about Daniel Jones playing this week versus the Buffalo Bills. He's moving in the right direction. That was another quote from Daboll. And he doesn't feel poorly after receiving that neck injury, or I guess not receiving. Well, yeah, I mean, he got a neck injury, but suffered the neck injury on Sunday. That's the right word that I was looking for. Monday, Daboll also stated that Saquon Barkley ankle and left tackle Andrew Thomas with the hamstring injury are, quote, yet to be determined this week versus Buffalo. Barkley's a little bit closer in his return than Andrew Thomas. Barkley practiced last week on a limited basis. However, Thomas was not in the field whatsoever last week. We'll have to wait and see how things go there with those guys. Let's talk about some offensive line play, but specifically the right guard play on Sunday. Marcus McKeithen took 14 pass block snaps. And then Jalen Mayfield, who subbed in for McKeithen, got a 0 PFF pass blocking grade. After McKeithen was injured, Mayfield was actually tied for 50th out of 50 qualifying guards this week, while with a pass block win rate of 75%. McKeithen, before he was injured, was 33%. New York has played 3 primetime games so far this season, been outscored 94-15 in those contests. The NFL, even though Alex said it the last couple weeks, will they change the Giants' Sunday night game? They did not. So this 94-15 outscore number is still very valuable as the Giants play another primetime game this Sunday upstate in Buffalo. Alex, I did look at tickets. They're over $100. Also, it's an hour drive or so from Syracuse and probably going to be cold weather on a Sunday night. So yes, I did think about it. But do I really want to watch my team get absolutely clobbered in the cold and a Sunday night where I don't get back until my dorm till like past midnight? No, No, I do not want to do that. So unfortunately, we took that decision back of attending the game. If this team maybe had more than one win, I would reconsider. However, that is not the case. And Daniel Jones
might not... Lack of dedication.
Our starting quarterback might not even play on Sunday night. God forbid I get an Uber, pay hundreds of dollars just to get the ticket, then the Uber for an hour to watch Tyrod Taylor start under center. Yeah, thank you very much. I will take that another day. Or not any day, actually, please. I don't know if I would want to pay any sort of money to watch Tyrod Taylor start for the Giants. And that's nothing against Tyrod Taylor. It's just he's not my starting quarterback or the team starting quarterback at that. The Giants opened the window for wide receiver Cole Beasley to return. He returned to the practice squad. In doing so, the Giants released quarterback Amani Oruwariye and wide receiver Cam Sims from the practice squad. Offensive tackle Yadni Kajust. I've got to research how to say his name. We're going to find out when Alex... Oh, do you know it? No, you don't.
No, I'm just guessing. Guessing that's close enough.
I'll do some research and figure out the exact pronunciation while Alex is talking right after this. But he officially signed to the Giants practice squad. He's formerly a third-round pick of the Patriots, and he was waived by the Jets this summer. Alex, you take over. Let's find out how to say this guy's name.
All right. So Jones apparently was a little bit more sore than earlier in the week on Wednesday, which we'll talk about in the injury report as well, obviously. But Jones said, my goal is to play on Sunday. When getting interviewed by the press after practice on Wednesday, Jones said that he needs to be cleared by doctors, but he will see how he feels Thursday and Friday. Tight end Darren Waller with a groin injury also did not practice on Wednesday, but he did make his return on Thursday, which again we'll talk about in the very lengthy injury report. Offensive lineman Justin Pugh went through a full padded practice Wednesday for the first time in over a year, said he'll see how he feels next few days to determine how close he is to being able to play. Tyrod Taylor was asked about the possibility of him starting on Sunday night, and he said, I don't think it's any different for me. Taylor said when asked if his preparation has changed this week, my mindset each and every day, is to come in and challenge myself to be better, lead, and when my opportunity is presented in front of me, to go out and make the best of it. As a competitor, anytime you get a chance to go out and play, you always look forward to it. It just so happens to be Buffalo this week, Taylor said. Obviously, I love to compete. So wherever that is, if it's this week, if it's another time, I look forward to those opportunities. And the long-awaited injury report here. All right, so the Giants. I don't even know how I'm going to go about tackling this, but I guess I'll just read.
Just before you start, because when you finish, it's going to be in like next year. By the time you get all these games done, so while we're still in the same segment of it, it's Yadni Kajust, which I don't think I was pretty off by that. But that is who signed with the New York Giants practice squad. Alex, take it away with the extremely lengthy injury report, maybe as long as the Titanic movie. Who knows how long this man is going to go for.
All right, I think I'm going to do it by player, and then I'll tell you what their status was Wednesday and Thursday. So starting with Daniel Jones with the neck injury, he didn't practice either day. Micah McFadden with the ankle injury. He didn't practice on Wednesday, but he was limited on Thursday. Aziz Ojulari had an ankle injury, didn't practice either day. Matt Parrott with a shoulder injury, didn't practice either day. Wandell Robinson with a knee injury, did not practice Wednesday, but he was a limited participant on Thursday. JMS with the shoulder, did not practice either day. Andrew Thomas hamstring, did not practice either day. Darren Waller did not practice with the groin injury on Wednesday, but he was limited on Thursday. Deontay Banks with an ankle injury was limited both days. Saquon Barkley with the ankle injury was also limited both days. Gary Brightwell with an ankle was limited on Wednesday and did not practice on Thursday. Cordell Flott with an ankle injury was limited both days. Shane Lemieux with the groin injury was limited both days. Marcus McKeithen with a knee injury was limited both days. DJ Davidson was a full participant on Wednesday before having a knee injury pop up on Thursday. Evan Neal had an ankle pop up on Thursday, was a full participant on Wednesday, was limited on Thursday, I should say. Jamie Gillen with an illness was all good on Wednesday, but did not practice due to that on Thursday. Woof, we're done with that. All right, now the Bills injury report, which is also relatively lengthy, but nowhere near the length of the Giants one. So we got cornerback Christian Benford, shoulder injury. He was full both days. Tackle Deion Hawkins It looks like, had a veteran rest day on Thursday. Quarterback Dane Jackson with a foot injury did not practice either day. Dalton Kincaid, tight end with a concussion, was limited both days. Tight end Dawson Knox with a wrist was limited both days. Shaq Lawson with a toe injury was full both days. Greg Rousseau with a foot injury was limited both days. And Baylen Specter, a linebacker with a hamstring injury, was full both days. And that is our injury reports for both the Giants and Bills. And we'll come back with our NFL picks after a short break.
All right, back from break and back for another week of our NFL picks. Last week, even 8-5 for both myself and Alex. And it's going to be pretty even again this time, I believe. Only one toss-up game between the two of us because we're just so like-minded in our picks. So without further ado, I'll send it to Alex to start us off with the Thursday Night Football, which is going to happen in a couple hours. So don't worry, we didn't know that in advance, the results, although if it's not a Chiefs win by more than 20 points, I'm going to be surprised. But we did record this before the game, so our picks are before the game. But Alex, take us through up until that 4 o'clock window on Sunday.
All right, Broncos country, let's ride. Unfortunately, we both have the Chiefs winning. Ravens Titans in London, we both have the Ravens winning. Dolphins Panthers, we both have the Dolphins. Saints Texans, we both have the Saints. Commanders Falcons, we both have the Falcons. Jaguars Colts, we both have the Jags. Seahawks Bengals, I've got the Bengals. Josh has the Seahawks. Vikings and Bears, we both have the Vikings. And 49ers Browns, we both have 49ers.
All right, then picking up where Alex left off, we have the 4 o'clock games. Patriots Raiders, we both have the Raiders winning that game. Lions versus Buccaneers, we both have the Lions. Cardinals versus Rams, both have the Rams. Eagles versus Jets, both had the Eagles. Cowboys versus Chargers, the Monday Night Football game. I think the one split of the week. I, the Chargers. Alex has the Cowboys.
And two splits. Bengals, Seahawks as well.
Okay, two splits. No. Our second split, Monday Night Football. Alex has the NFC East rivals winning that game. All right, let's go to our players to watch. It's getting tougher and tougher to pick Giants guys. I have Jalin Hyatt, who, what Alex mentioned on the recap episode, we didn't even see him make a catch, let alone get a target. So I don't even know why I put him, honestly. I'm just throwing names on a board at this point. He's going to have to get some big plays against the Bills, or the Giants, I should say. The Giants offense is going to have to get some big plays in this game to even compete with the Bills offense. And one guy that can help them do that is the speedster Jalin Hyatt. We've seen it on the deep play that he had, what was it, in preseason against like the Panthers or something. At this point, it's been a long time, like 2 months since that happened. And that's the only explosive play that we've seen from Hyatt so far. Can the Giants incorporate that into this week's game? It's been long enough. Will it be Tyrod Taylor or Daniel Jones? It doesn't matter, but can we get Hyatt involved? I would like to see that. And then the Bills, Leonard Floyd has 5.5 sacks on the year. That's tied for 6th in the NFL. He's going to be able to tear apart this Giants offensive line if these injuries continue to pile up. And that's really it. Definitely look for Leonard Floyd's name to get on the stat sheet on Sunday night with at least one QB pressure, if not one sack.
All right. My player to watch here for the Giants is Eric Gray. We saw some positive stuff from him. A nice change of pace last game against the Dolphins. But what I'd say here is if the Giants have a chance of winning this one, I'm going to bring you back, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago now, to the Joe Judge era. I'm sure you're like, oh my God, not the Joe Judge era. But do you guys remember that Seahawks game? This is obviously when the Seahawks had Russell Wilson. You know, their team was pretty, you know, competitive at that point. You know, NFC favorites, one of the favorites at that time to make it to the Super Bowl. And the Giants actually beat them with, what was it, Colt McCoy at quarterback, a backup, just like this situation here. With no Daniel Jones, but instead Tyrod Taylor. Obviously, Saquon Barkley, I believe, was also out. So it was Wayne Gallman, the Wayne train. Isn't that what we called them? I forget now. So this is kind of a similar situation. Wayne Gallman stepped up that offensive line. Again, not a very strong offensive line at that time. I believe Mike Remmers was on the offensive line, so it couldn't have been that strong. No shot. I guess that was an unwarranted shot at him, but, we'll ignore that. And I think if they can run the ball effectively, you know, manage the game time, the time of possession here, they might have a chance. Obviously, the defense on that day a few years ago, and the Seahawks had an excellent performance, and they were able to keep this team in the game even with a limited offense. I think the score finished like 17-12 or something like that. So obviously you're relying on the defense, but I don't know. That's just my player to watch and giving some sort of false hope to Giants fans remembering that game. And then for the Bills, James Cook, we know the Giants wanted him or were interested in him during the draft, what was it, a year and a half ago now. So we know they liked him. He's obviously a dangerous threat out of the backfield, also in the passing game, and he's just a versatile weapon that they can use. And he's going to be someone I think the Giants linebackers, safeties, everyone basically on that defense is going to struggle to deal with. And that's it for my players to watch and Josh's as well. I guess let's get into the score predictions. Josh, I'll let you go first.
Alex, just to say, for I'm catching a theme here. It seems like as this episode continues on, and the more we talk about this Giants team and just how bad they are, your cold or your sickness, because we don't even know if it's cold because you haven't gone to the doctor.
The symptoms are flaring up.
The symptoms just continue to worsen as we continue. I see the theme here. The more we talk about how bad the Giants are, the worse your symptoms get.
I'm sniffling constantly now. Like, I feel like sweat, like coming in, like I'm angry. Like, I feel steam coming out of my ear. It's just like, it's a different type of sickness. It's like 10 times worse now.
So the Giants
sickness. I can't
record
this podcast anymore. It is. It's a disease.
I got the Bills scoring 38 this game against the New York Giants. If the Dolphins scored, we talked about this, Alex. It's just simple math. If the one team the Dolphins couldn't beat was the Bills, and the Dolphins scored, 32 points, 34 points, whatever it was, I have the Bills scoring more. I think that only makes sense. The Bills score 38 in this game compared to the Giants, 12. 38-12, Bills win. Giants lose the two games like I said they would a couple weeks ago, moved to 1-5 on the year. Season's been done. It's just more of the same.
All right, I don't even know what we're, like, these score predictions at this point, it's just goofy, because, like, we don't even know what the hell is going to happen with this offense, and every week, I feel like I'm slightly bumping up my score prediction, because I'm like, ooh, the Giants' offense can't be that bad. They're going to score more points, right? They have to. So I'm doing that again, which is probably not going to happen, but whatever. So I'm going with 32-17, Bills win. Somehow, I'm having the Giants score two touchdowns. Is that crazy? Yes. But I'm going to wish for it, and it's still a two-score win for the Bills, two-touchdown win for the Bills. But yeah, that's my score prediction. I think it's going to be a rough Sunday night, but I could see them keeping it close till, you know, the second half where the Bills, I think, are going to start to run away with it.
How did I miss this morning? I didn't put this in.
What?
Oh, wait.
What'd you miss?
Nothing.
Did you get Jordan Rod on with Carson Wentz?
I just got that notification. You got to be kidding me. I got trolled.
You got trolled. That account is so good, by the way, because...
How did you even know?
Because I also got fooled this morning. I was about to add it to our document to talk about, and I was like, oh, they signed Carl, like, whatever. Like, I was, you know, I'm sick, so I'm like not really paying attention to stuff okay. that much. This morning, I was just trying to get out of bed, if that makes sense, but I saw it on my phone, and I was like, oh, my God. So I like, go over, and I realized, like, oh, that's not actually the account. And I, like, read the comments, like, oh, this is a troll, whatever. But the thing is, he types the stuff. Whoever is running this, like, whatever it is.
Let's give context to the audience. So, basically, there's a burner account on Twitter, like all their, you know, all the other ones, named Jordan Ronan.
It's pretending to be Jordan Ronan, the ESPN reporter.
Has his same picture on there that he has in his actual profile, and tweets exactly like Jordan Ronan would in the formatting and stuff, and he put out this
even
burner.
Like the way he types, like the order in which he types things, the punctuation, like even some of like the just like general like way, like the I guess the way he speaks or the way he types, it's like the same. It's crazy how he does it.
So he said that the Giants signed Carson Wentz to the practice squad, and I just got fooled, and I thought we had breaking news before the episode.
Bobby Skinner also got fooled a couple days ago.
By that Jordan Ronan account?
Yeah, it was for something else. Oh, it was that Daniel Jones was ruled out for the game this weekend.
Because really?
They tweeted out, Daniel Jones is officially ruled out. Brian Daboll rules out Daniel Jones for this weekend, which he hasn't. And they posted it on their account, and then people were like, oh, no, that's not true. It's a fake account. And Bobby was like, oh, shit, like, you know, it was a fake account, so...
Damn, the new Wes Steinberg, wannabe Wes Steinberg, coming in strong here with some impact.
Yeah, he's got to keep up. Wes, you got to improve.
So let's go to the plugs for us real quick. You can follow us on social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, The Giant Take Pod. Alex on Twitter at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter at Joshua29. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, a bunch of places where you can listen. Drop us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Let us know what you think. We appreciate it. And with that being said, Alex is going to wrap us up for this episode.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. Hope everyone has a good weekend leading up to the Giants game. The good news is, because it's Sunday night, Josh, it doesn't ruin the rest of your Sunday. Because once you're done and you're in tears because the Giants just lost by 50 points, you just go to bed and you wake up the next morning. And it's like, okay, like that sucked, but now I got to go to work or now I got to go to school. So it's not a big deal. See, if it was Sunday, 1 o'clock, then you're sitting there at 4 o'clock. And for us, it's like, oh, we got to finish that last minute of homework, but the Giants just lost by 80 points. Like, how am I going to even focus? So there's some positives there, I guess, if you want to say that. But obviously the main negative is getting humiliated on national television. But hopefully some miracle happens and the Giants keep it close. And that's pretty much as confident and optimistic as I can get right now. But hopefully everyone else has a good weekend and enjoys the game and enjoys the real football by competent teams beforehand. Peace.